Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, April 23rd, brought to you by Simonson's Car Wash. Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detail towels available for your convenience on site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. All right, our weather today, let's see here, cloudy and windy, turning sunny later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 57 degrees. Well, school district officials say they're investigating an alleged threat made toward the school district in Mayport. Their school superintendent, Michael Bradner, says the school district was notified by a parent that their child had heard a threat about shooting up the school by an older student. Officials say the administration contacted law enforcement and there's been working with the Trail County Sheriff's Office. The administration also met with parents and students as part of an ongoing investigation. Bradner says the school takes all threats seriously and that all district families were notified that there was an alleged threat to the school district. Officials say school will be in session today, but law enforcement will be present. Well, the statewide unemployment rate remained at 2.6% across North Dakota in March, with no change from February. Industries that lost the most employees were leisure and hospitality, professional services, and construction. Of North Dakota's metro areas, Bismarck saw the biggest decrease in employment, losing 400 workers. Fargo saw the greatest increase, adding 1,800 jobs. Well, local officials in charge of emergency preparation want to drive home the message of personal planning when it comes to potential severe weather events this summer. Preparedness to me is talking with your loved ones about what severe weather is, says Kimberly Vosatig, executive director of the local chapter of Red Cross. Now, the next steps involve making a plan with those loved ones about what to do in the event of a flood or even a tornado. Then it's on to supplies. Step two, then, really, is what happens during an emergency and making sure you have those supplies, says Brady Scribner, emergency manager for the city of Fargo. Extra equipment, extra medication, all of that as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. State of North Dakota will be testing its tornado alarm at 11:15 tomorrow. And we've got more news for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services, so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience. Construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields, unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, there's reports of the NFL's investigation into alleged tampering charges against the Atlanta Falcons for their involvement with former Minnesota Vikings QB Kirk Cousins, and it could reach a conclusion this week. Now, ESPN's Adam Schefter said he expects it to happen before the start of Thursday's NFL draft because the discipline is likely to involve draft picks. He also said sources told him the Falcons could see significant penalty for the alleged Kirk Cousins tampering. Falcons agreed to a contract with a four-time Pro Bowl quarterback shortly after teams teams were permitted to start negotiating with unrestricted free agents in mid-March. Cousins told reporters at his introductory press conference that he spoke with Falcons team trainers, which would be illegal. And in more sports news, high school baseball, Grand Forks Red River's at home today, taking on West Fargo Horace. That's a 5 o'clock game. Central's at Wahpeton for a 5:30 game. East Side making the road trip to Thief River Falls. That game gets underway at 3. Sacred Heart's at Warroad for a 4:30 game. By the way, East Grand Forks Sacred Heart beat Red Lake County 4-1 yesterday. Major League Baseball, Twins shut out the Chicago White Sox 7-0 yesterday. Two teams play again tonight at 6:40. Girls High School softball today, Fargo North at Grand Forks Red River. That's a 4:30 game. Central traveling to Fargo. They've got a 4:30 game against Shanley. East Grand Forks girls in Roseau. East Grand Forks Sacred Heart. They're home today against West Marshall, and that's a 4:30 start. And NBA game 2 of the playoff series tonight between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Phoenix Suns. Timberwolves lead 1-0. Game time tonight is 6:30. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up. Team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, Hidden Agenda is back at 11 o'clock today with David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition. Special guest Jim Bartlett, who's running for North Dakota School Board Superintendent. Make sure to tune in, all right? And, of course, make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. You know, the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.